Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them." But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from the Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Hello, 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 this is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Very sad day today. Today is my last broadcast of the semester, and probably my last broadcast in this time slot. I'm just going to kind of spend this show, I guess, sort of reflecting on what I feel like we've built here. Because, you know, coming into this, I didn't really know what to expect with this radio show, but it has, like, slowly become one of my favorite things that I've ever done in my entire life, and it has made me incredibly happy over this semester. And so I feel it's very fitting to play incredibly sad music for this entire hour. I'm kidding, it's not all incredibly sad, but we got some, like, you know, we got a couple of songs in here that you guys will know what I'm talking about when we get to them. But that was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. Absolutely one of my favorite songs of all time. Leonard Cohen, I mean, I've already gushed about him on the show before, but Suzanne in particular is one of the most beautiful songs ever. Up next, we have something a little bit lighter. Still got kind of a somber tone to it, though. We have That's Not Me by the Beach Boys. This is the mono version off of the remaster or the reissue of Pet Sounds. Another one of my favorite tracks. Another beautiful song. Yeah, let's just get into it.
had to prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I'd grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared 'cause I haven't been home in a long time. All kinds of changes, took a look at myself and said that's not me. I miss my pet and the places I've known, and every night as I lay there alone I will dream. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. Found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I'm glad I went on that match for sure that we're ready. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city.
All right, Pet Sounds. Talked about it before on this show. It's kind of going to be a theme, but another one of my favorite albums. Can't believe that I had probably 5 or 6 opportunities growing up to see the Beach Boys and just never did because I had a horrible taste in music for a while. And, you know, it wasn't in respect of this group. But, you know, I'm going to get the chance eventually, I hope. But so I think that I should kind of talk about how this show actually came to be. The first time around. So I ended up having to go into random selection for a roommate this year, and I ended up getting placed with this guy Andres, who is pretty dope, if I do say so myself. I've been on his show a couple times, and he's hasn't come on here because he has class normally, but you know, it is what it is. He was a DJ for WMFO and kind of introduced me to the idea of it, because I'd been seeing a bunch of people last year do it and I had no idea how to actually get involved. So he kind of pushed me to do it, and here we are. And it, as I said earlier, has just become something that I look forward to every week. I love coming on here. I love playing you guys music, and I'm gonna continue that next year, or next semester, and I guess next year because it is almost New Year's. But don't really know what form that show is gonna take at the moment. But currently, I think it's going to be a show with a another person. We're gonna have 2 guests we're gonna have 2 hosts as opposed to just having a guest. I'm gonna leave it up to you guys to see if you can figure out who that is. But yeah, all right. This is I was getting hounded by my mom that I haven't been playing any of her music on here, so that's exactly what I'm gonna do. This is the first of 2 songs I have on here for her. This is My My Hey Hey Out of the Blue by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Great song. Let's get into it.
Thank you. you pay for that. And once you're gone, you can't ever come back. When you're out of the blue and into the black.
Alright, so I got a lot of music I want to play today, so we're just going to go ahead and get straight into the next song. This is Once Twice Melody from Beach House, the album that they're releasing in four parts over, I think, 4 months, maybe? Might be 2 months, I might be doing 1 every 2 weeks, I don't really remember. Great song, awesome band, love them, but I'll let the music speak for itself if you haven't heard this song. This is Once Twice Melody by Beach House.
Thank you.
All right. That was Once Twice Melody by Beach House. So I'd like to give a couple of quick, I always use the word shout out and it's kind of played out, but I'm going to keep using it. I'm going to give some shouts to some people that I know have been listening for weeks on end. Shout out to my mother. Tune into every single show. Quote unquote, my number one fan. So that's huge. Shout out to Rick, owner of PB Boys Club, Palm Beach. Heard he's been tuning in recently. Hope you've been enjoying the exposure to some newer music. Shout out to my uncle Hossein, who I've heard's been listening, and of course my grandmother Cece. Hope you're doing all right. I know you're going through some recovery right now, and I hope that everything's going well. I miss you, and I can't wait to see you soon. But up next, another song that I think just kind of speaks for itself. This is what should have been the closer for Donda, if you ask me, before he messed up the track listing. This is Come to Life by Kanye West off of Donda. Yeah, I don't really have much to say about this song. I'm just gonna let it speak for itself. Enjoy.
My soul cries out hallelujah, and I thank God for saving me. I thank God for...
Here go all your problems again.
I thank God.
3, 2, 1, you pen. Auntie shut down again. Did she finally come to life? Ever wish you had another life? Ever wish you had another life? Ever wish you had another life?
Don't you wish the night would go long? I've been feeling low for so long. I ain't had a high so long. I've been in the dark for so long. Night is always darkest for the dawn. Gotta make my mark before I'm gone. I don't wanna die alone. Wanna die alone. I get mad when she gone. Mad when she home. Sad when she gone. Mad when she home. Sad when she gone.
Spirit that wants to run with
floating on a silver lining. Yeah, you know where to find me. Riding on a silver lining. And my God won't deny me. Tell the devil get behind me. All the stars are aligned. Lift me up every time. You know exactly where to find me. Did those ideas ever really come to life? Make it all come to life. Make it all come to life. Praying for a change in your life. Well, maybe it's gonna come tonight. Silence setting in again. 3, 2, 1, you pin. Uncle right back in the pen. Tell me how auntie been. Took your thoughts and penciled them in. Should've wrote them down in pen. And maybe they'll come to life. And maybe they'll come to life. Sadness setting in again. 3, 2, 1, your pen. I'll go right back to the pen. Tell me how I've been. Thoughts do it, pencil them in. Probably should've wrote them in pen. And maybe they'll come to life. They could finally come to life. They could finally come to life.
God is still alive.
silver lining, floating on a silver lining. So when I'm free, I'm free.
Talking to Andres about this a few days ago, but the more that I listen to Donda, the more that I'm just enjoying the gospel side of the album more than the actual like rap side. For those of you who don't know, it's basically Splenda 2. I mean, there's like gospel elements in the rap part of the album, and there's rap parts in the gospel side of the album, but there is a pretty clear split sort of in the middle that, you know, kind of divides the album into two and, you know, makes its, I mean, what, how many tracks does it have? Like 25. The deluxe has 32 tracks, but makes this like kind of monstrous track list sort of easier to go through because it almost feels like two albums. Come to Life is probably my favorite song on the album. The more I listen to it, I don't know. Heaven or Hell is really good. 24 is great. Moon. I mean, I could talk about Donda all day. It's not even in my top 10 of this year. But yeah, we're gonna move on. So I'm going to play one more song and then we're going to do the PSA, as I'm sure you all have become accustomed to. This is I'm Only Sleeping from the Beatles off of, the bass pick for their best album, Revolver. Enjoy. Yeah, I love this song. I absolutely love this song. So I'm just going to vibe out in the studio.
Keep them waiting, no, don't shake it, leave me. Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
You guys know I had to play my favorite PSA for the last show. Come on now. This one goes out to Audrey because I got some angry texts for saying Revolver is my favorite Beatles album. I'm just going to defend its honor here real quick. White Album and Magical or Sergeant, yeah, more Magical. He thinks or she thinks Magical Mystery Tour is up there too. I personally disagree. But White Album is great. I have an original pressing on vinyl. I love it. I play it all the time, but it is so, so bloated in points. And I think that it is important to say that Revolver has a much leaner track list. And also, that was their shift into more psychedelic rock, and I love it. And I'm Only Sleeping is one of my favorite Beatles songs ever. So, yeah. And she can't respond because I'm the one with the radio show. So, just gonna leave it there. All right. In kind of a similar vein to I'm Only Sleeping, we got another kind of not synth heavy, but like, you know, kind of electronic, heady type song. This is Pink Ocean by The Voids. Oh, wow, I'm getting more text messages about the Beatles. I have clearly hit a nerve with some people, but you know what? I'm standing by it. This is Pink Ocean by The Voids. This is Julia Casablanca's other outfit other than The Strokes. I kind of prefer The Voids sometimes, if I'm being honest. Another kind of hot take on the show. But yeah, this is a great song. Shocked I might have actually played it already on the show, but I'm going to play it again because I love it. So yeah, let's get into it.
Thank you.
debate. So this is the last thing I'm going to say about the Beatles debate, but Dan raised an excellent point while we were listening to Pink Ocean, is that Revolver doesn't have I Want You, She's So Heavy, and I fully agree that is probably the best Beatles song, but like, whatever. Abbey Road's dope. Actually, perfect timing. I want to use this opportunity to thank my four guests that I've had on the show. Huge shout out to Dan, Adi, Harper, and Auden. I'm just going to say it. The guests on the show, at least for me, made it. I loved having somebody to kind of talk to, bounce ideas off of, and just kind of generally enjoy music together with. And I'll give you a hint about next year. One of those four is going to be my co-host. So, I don't know. Get guessing. It's not that hard. I mean, you have a 25% chance of getting it right, but whatever. It's neither here nor there. Seriously, though, I just, having somebody else in the studio with me during this was incredible. I mean, I enjoy being alone and just kind of having my own show sometimes, but I would be lying if I said it wasn't infinitely more fun to have another person sitting in that chair across from me and just kind of having this experience together. Huge thank you to them for coming on and for listening. I'm sure a couple of them are out there right now. But yeah. All right. So, last night I was building the playlist and I, sent it to Amy and I, you know, was fielding some questions. I was like, you know, it's not somber, but it's kind of slow sort of vibe, and asked her to pick a song. This is what she went with. This is Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. I just got this album on vinyl, actually. Kind of excited to listen to that. I'm not huge into Britpop, but this is a pretty incredible album. So, even if it has Wonderwall on it, which is kind of a shame, but, you know, I'm not going to go on the hot take about Wonderwall at the moment. So, this is Don't Look Back in Anger. Thank you to Amy for picking this for the playlist, and let's get into it.
You said that you never
All right. So we got kind of a mad dash to the finish now. Only 3 songs left, but 2 of them are around 6 minutes each. So, you know, I don't know what else you expect from this show, but that's what you're getting. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. This playlist has been changing as I've been here because I made it last night and I made some poor decisions on it last night. Particularly had White Ferrari in here at one point. That got replaced with I'm Only Sleeping. You're welcome. Don't want to ruin your morning off bat. And then up next, I originally had an Elliott Smith song, but again, I don't want to ruin your morning, afternoon, noon, whatever, right off bat. So I'm actually going to play another kind of slow song, but one of my personal favorites from Bob Marley, even if it really isn't kind of characteristic of most of his music. This is Redemption Song off of Uprising, the posthumous album. Yeah. Self-explanatory. Absolutely love this track. All right. Enjoy.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
All right, so we're just going to go ahead and get straight into the next track because we don't have much time left. This is Pale Blue Eyes from the Velvet Underground, another great song. Love this band. Love Lou Reed. Well, I don't really love Lou Reed, but I love Lou Reed. Yeah, enjoy.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on. Make the world as pure and strange as what I see. I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of.
Truly, truly.
Alright, well, here we are. We're at the end. I got one song left, and if you guys know me, you know I was going to close with this. When I first started the show, I knew this was going to be the last song I played during this time slot. Just want to give a huge thank you to anybody that's tuned in right now, anybody that's tuned in the past, and fare thee well. I will be back next semester with a vengeance. And that show is going to be even better than this one. So I hope you guys stick around, and I hope you tune in for whenever that will be next. But enjoy, probably, if I had to pick, my favorite song of all time. This is Broke Down Palace by the Grateful Dead. All right, here we go.
Listen to the river sing. listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.
Good night.